أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم يوم القيامة يخزيهم ويقول أين شركائي الذين كنتم تشاقون فيهم؟ قال الذين أوتوا العلم إن الخزي اليوم والسوء على الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 27 of Surah An-Nahl. In ayah 26, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those communities, even individuals, that had made this makar, they had made these schemes and these plots against Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's response to them was the failure of their plots and, of course, whatever they tried to do. Here in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the condition on the day of Qiyamah. Thumma yawm al-Qiyamah, then on the day of Qiyamah, failure in this world, and now the day of Qiyamah, yukhzihim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, we will disgrace them. وَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تُشَاقُونَ فِيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will ask them, either directly via the angels, أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي, where are my partners that you had been stubbornly upon worshipping pervertly in the world? You made this claim. On the day of Qiyamah, there is not a single possibility of a lie, not any way that a person can lie. In some ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, they will say that ma kunna mushrikeen, we never committed shirk. But that will be very momentary, because they will not have any other excuse to offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This very asking, that the whole life in this world, that they worshipped gods besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and some of them even made the statements that they, by Allah, these gods will become intermediaries, they will intercede on our behalf. Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will ask, where are these gods? قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, those who have knowledge, beginning from the Anbiya, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and then the knowledgeable, they will say, إِنَّ الْخِزْيَ الْيَوْمِ, today is al-khiz, today is the real disgrace. Allah save us from the disgrace. But there is one thing, that in this world a person is disgraced, but really the disgrace of the day of Qiyamah is the actual disgrace that a person will go, وَالسُّوءَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and there will be evil amongst those who rejected, evil amongst those who rejected Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that in this world, man may get away with some of his plots, with some of his schemes, with whatever he does against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but in the hereafter, one will never. The very important message of this ayah, however, is that our tawheed, our oneness in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Always we need to check on our hearts, that did we bring something between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Is there something that we're honoring, like how we're supposed to honor Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Remove all of that from our hearts and purify our iman and say this La ilaha illallah with ikhlas and sincerity. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.